Okay, welcome back to Service Area in Milford. I'm joined by Charlie Reid, a former clerk of the course and involved in the Donegal Rally down through the years, and a man who's seen many great rallies. And we were just saying before we came on air, Charlie, a little bit like the economy, things really picking up. There's a great buzz about things here today.
Yeah, a lot more buzz than there has been, I think, for a few years. And, you know, there are a lot more people around. Accommodation's been booked out of all over months. So, you know, things seem to be on the up and everything seems to be going very well. You know, stages are running basically on time. There's been no major hiccups. And let's hope it continues on tomorrow evening.
Now, there's a real air of positivity around the service area. Big crews out there, lots of families. And I suppose a lot of youngsters here, and maybe some of them, it's the first rally they've ever been to, and they get hooked on it.
Yes, they do. My own family's a prime example. Every one of them's into rally, and I have two of them. The two boys are out here competing this weekend. I'm doing very well at the minute. Really putting on a good show, so I'm just keeping my fingers crossed to keep that up until tomorrow evening.
And finally, just looking ahead to tomorrow, I mean, we've had some great rallying here today, and also so much still to look forward to.
Well, if you take what's coming tomorrow, you've got the Glen stage, you've got Atlantic Dry, you've got Fannin Head, three of the best stages probably in Europe or anywhere else. So, you know, that's a tough day's rallying. People might think it's, you know, it's just Sunday and we'll go to a finish. It'll be won or lost tomorrow.
Great, Charlie. Many thanks for joining us. Charlie Reid there. So just another update here from Milford Mart. And, of course, after the news headlines, we will have further details on the latest stage.